Welcome to PJEFC's Pulpit Ministry, a ministry that is committed to the preaching of the Word to transform life.
Good morning, church. Chinese New Year is almost here, and I hope that each of you will have a blessed reunion tomorrow evening, and that it will be a great time for you with your family and loved ones. For those of you who are still traveling today, or even in the next few days, I pray that you will keep safe during this time. And I hope that we all also will continue to do our parts to keep the SOPs to help curb the rise of COVID, as the numbers seems to have increased in the last few days as well. Now this morning, I will be preaching a sermon entitled Keep Calm and Follow the Call. This sermon is the fourth and final in the Building Resilience sermon series, as you can see on the screen. Just to recap, this slide shows the overview of the last 4 weeks. So in the first sermon, Pastor Melissa talked about facing grief and healing from grief. In the second sermon, Pastor Jeremy talked about keeping one's faith in the midst of adversity. Last week, Elder Kong Wing talked about bouncing back from failures. And this morning, I will be ending the series and talking about keeping calm and following the call. Shall we pray as we start? Father God, I just really want to pray for each and every one of us as we listen to your word this morning, that Lord, you would just open our hearts unto you, that Lord, you will encourage us, that you will speak a word in season, Lord, or that Lord, you will just also challenge us. And so Father, I pray for us, and that Lord, you will also speak through me, Lord, this morning. And so, Father, we just want to commit this time to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Most of us Christians or followers of Jesus have wondered at some point of our faith journey and may still be wondering today, what is God calling us to do? What does he call us to do in a one particular season or maybe generally? Maybe we ask the question, what should I be studying? Should I be single? Should I be married? What kind of job does God want me to do? Does he want me to be in full-time ministry or serve in the marketplace? Does he want me to go for missions? Does he even want me to serve and lead in the church, be it in the government ministry or a cell group leader or even a full-time worker? So how do we know what God calls us to do? And this seems to be a very important question for us as we journey with him. And the other question we may ask is, how do we find the answer to this question? Right? As I was preparing this sermon, I was listening to some other preacher saying this is probably one of the most asked questions by church members to pastors as well. How do I know what my call is? Now, why is it important to know our call? Beyond the fact that it perhaps answers our question of what to do or what we should be, knowing our call is actually very important because it actually answers the question of why are we saved? I repeat that again. Knowing our call answers the question, why are we saved? And our purpose of being a Christian. Now, those of us who may have experienced near-death experiences and then have an extension of life, always ask, so why has my life been extended? Is there something I'm meant to do? And for those of us who have been born again, maybe unconsciously, this is what this question answers. Why have I been saved? Why have I been called to follow Jesus? And with that comes knowing our calling. Is there something that God has saved me for? Is there something why God has called me to follow him? Scott Redd says, by pursuing God's call in this life, we actually prepare for eternity. And by keeping eternity ever before us, we find meaningful satisfaction today. By pursuing God's call in this life, we prepare for eternity. And by keeping eternity ever before us, we find meaningful satisfaction today. And so, The other reason maybe we want to know God's call is because we are also preparing for eternity. And also in that process, we may find meaningful satisfaction today. Because let's face it, not all of us are always satisfied every day, right? So as we follow God's call, there's this sense of satisfaction, this sense of rightness of what He has called us to do. Even though it may be stressful, even though it may be difficult at times. And so, therefore, we ask this question from time to time. What is God calling me to do? Or who does He want me to marry? Or what job should I take? Right? But as we proceed, I would like to caution us, three cautions, okay, as we think about God's calling for us. First of all, God's call does not prevent us from sinning. Okay? Knowing your calling does not save you from sinning, or knowing your calling does not make you right necessarily with God. Some of us may still wrestle with addictions or with certain sins in our lives or with our own weaknesses as we work out our calling. This is why sometimes we hear of amazing people of God who may be gifted in ministry, may fall into sin. So knowing your calling does not mean you will not sin. Knowing your calling also does not prevent one from falling. Doing God's call does not mean you will not stumble, or you will not fail, or you will not fall. It does not mean we do not make mistakes. It does not mean that we are going to be perfectly made ready for the role that He has called us to. We may still need to learn the role that He calls us and sometimes in the process frustrate others or even fail them. Many years ago, I remember when I was in my student days, I was praying whether I should go overseas to study. And I was really convicted that God was calling me to go because it was the Asian financial crisis in the 1999, and many of my friends could not go. And yet God still miraculously provided and confirmed that I should go. And yet, even in all of that, I returned home not graduating and actually experienced my period of depression during that time. And because of that, I wrestled with this question. Did He not call me to go? Did He not provide? And therefore, how could I have failed? How could I have ended returning home still, and not only that, wrestle with depression during that time? And I left the faith even during that period, thinking that God Himself led me into it because He called me to study, and therefore I somehow ended up into depression, only to realize this truth much later. God's calling me does not guarantee success. In my not understanding this, I felt disappointed and abandoned by God. And He had to heal me and correct that wrong thinking in my life, or that wrong theology. Following God's call does not always keep us totally safe from sickness or from harm. Those who follow God's call do fall sick still, and at times be harmed. Some of us may unconsciously think that following God's call may be a fail-safe way or a guaranteed safety net. Now, we need to be really careful of such thinking. While there are times that following God's call may help us to know what to do, and there is assurance with His presence with us, it does not mean that we still do not sin, it does not mean that we do not fall, and it does not mean we do not fall sick or get injured. In fact, in my 7 years of ministry, knowing that each person that came to the ship was called, I still saw a lot of people who wrestled with their sins and their weaknesses, I still saw people who got injured and had to return home much earlier than they thought. I had a close friend who came on board to be an engineer, much needed by the ship, and had to go home barely a year after he arrived because he found out he had leukemia. And so, this reminds us that even if we know what God's call is, God's call is not a safety net or fail-safe way that protects us from any of these things. Sometimes we do not want to know God's call as well, because there seems to be a lot more negatives, okay? Firstly, God's call may seem very ambiguous. It does not always seem to be clear what we're supposed to be doing, because we don't always hear God's audible voice. He doesn't say, "Ruth, I really want you to do this right now," or, you know, "Shenyan, do this." or we're not sure that the people that we may seek counsel from, even, may be always correct. After all, it's our life, and we bear the consequences if we hurt wrongly, right? That's what most of us may feel. I remember many years ago, I went to a leader on the ship and said, "I'm not sure, I was due for a role change," and the leader said, "I think this is a good role for you." And I remember having to wrestle with how much do I actually trust this guy and whether I should really obey. Because at the end of the day, I told him, "Well, this role is for the next 2 years. And if I don't like it, I'm going to bear the consequences of it as well." So how do I know that God is calling me to do this role? God's call seems to be sometimes uncertain. And also, it means that we have to deal with changes. Calling from God, following a call from God, may mean change for us. And let's just face it, not all of us like change. We rather stick to what is familiar and do what we know. There is a lot of uncertainty in change, and we are not sure whether it will be successful or not. We are also sometimes not sure how long the season of this change will be, just like the pandemic. We are not sure when it will end. God's call also may be very uncomfortable. And as we share our theme this year for our church, which is getting out of the comfort zone, facing changes and following God may mean doing what is uncomfortable. And as we embark on Each One, Reach One this year, some of us may not like it at all, because maybe some of us are very comfortable with our Christian friends, and we are uncertain how to make friends with a new non-Christian one. It may mean we may have to rethink how we live or how we can go about maybe saying hi to a complete stranger, which probably a lot of us, if we're not used to it, may not like at all. And so we may say, "Maybe God, this Each One, Reach One is not for me." and it's just something the church is telling me to do, maybe, you know. Following God's call may be very challenging. It challenges our limits at times. Maybe we are already having a full-time job. We already have a family. And God suddenly calls us, "Maybe you should consider being a leader of a church." And you are saying, "God, I really have no time." and yet God still calls us to do it. And it just seems like, God, it's too much, you know. There seems to be this fine line where God calls us to do something that it's a little bit too much for me, Lord. Maybe I'll get burnout if I do that. And there's a fine line between growing and being overstretched. And so we really struggle and see this maybe unconsciously as a negative of following God's call. There are times where God's call may lead us into lonely spaces, or we may also feel unsupported. We may love our Christian community or our support, but God may call us out of that and may stretch us beyond that. And He may lead us to a place that may be lonely or unsupported. Because each of us may have a different calling, it may always not be understood. when I was on the Logos Hope, many of the Asian, young Asians on board would come to me and just share that while they were very convinced that God called them to be there for the season, they sometimes struggled because they had parents or family members or friends who did not understand why they chose to take 1 to 2 years of their life to serve the Lord on board and to be a missionary when they could be studying or when they could be earning and using that season of life to be advancing their careers. And so many of them felt very lonely and misunderstood. I had a well-meaning relative who actually came and told me, how long are you going to be playing at missions and this volunteer work? however, if God calls you, just go for it, you know? But I know that my relative really loved me, but just could not understand why I was doing what I was doing. And last but not least, following God's call may sometimes seem very financially unrewarding. Many of us sometimes think that when God calls us, it may mean a smaller pay, and we're really not sure how to get support in the long term. For many Asians, I think this is a huge underlying concern. Following God's call, especially to serve in church or Christian organizations, seem to mean smaller incomes, uncertainty of how to support oneself or even one's family in view of rising costs of supporting even a child. And it seems an impossible situation. Now, I know it may sound like, oh, I was talking about the cautions of following God's call, and it just sounds so negative. However, there are many, many rewards of also following God's call, which is why many of us still choose to do it. So why do we still want to know God's call? Other than finding out the purpose of why we are saved and the sense of satisfaction that we may get in following Him, there is a process as we work out our call. And this process transforms us to be more like Him. Okay, so we follow God's call because it transforms us to be more like Him. There's a sanctification process as we work out our call. And this sanctification process, God may bring us as He calls us to follow Him to spaces that challenges our addictions, that challenges our weaknesses, that challenges our areas of sin. Because as He calls us, and if we don't work on those things, as my mom used to tell me when I was young, one day those things may overtake our calling. And so as He calls us to a certain purpose, we may realize, oh man, if I don't work in this area of my life, it's going to derail my calling even. And so God transforms us as He calls us. God transforms us and makes us to be more like Him. And that's a really, really important thing, despite all the negatives and despite all the cautions. Secondly, His calling is not just for us. It's not just for me alone. God's calling has a redemptive purpose for others. It may mean being a part of somebody else's life who may really need to know Him, who may really have no hope, and who may really need help and have no way of helping themselves. And so God calls us not just for ourselves, but God calls us to be part of His work in this world to redeem others as well. And that's something really special. Now, it doesn't mean that you need to be a missionary to do this or a pastor to do this. This applies to every one of us. God calls each and every one of us. He saves each and every one of us so that we may be part of His plan to save others as well. Okay. And so, again, I ask this question. How do we know what God is calling us to do? Because the title of this sermon today is called Keep Calm and Follow the Call, right? So what is God calling you to do? And so as we talk about this, I would like to remind us that there are two aspects of this. One is there's a community. God calls us as a community of God, and God calls each and every one of us individually. Okay? For those of us who are in this room, in this church, What does God call us as his church or his community to do? Can anyone guess in this room? What does God call us as a church to do? We have actually repeated it. We actually say this every single week in the church. That's your hint. And we have actually said it once before the sermon this morning. What is God calling us as PJEFC or as his church to do? And? Right. Very good. Love God, love people, make disciples. Now, I know some of you have told the pastors, do you have to repeat that every single week? Because we are tired of it sometimes. But really, we repeat it because it reminds us that this is our purpose as a church, that we are called to love God, love people, and make disciples. So next time when you hear this, or next week when you hear this, remind yourself that we are hearing it because God still calls us to do these things. So I'll go to scripture a little bit this morning just to remind us of these three facts. God calls us as his people. In Luke 10, verses 25 to 28, it says, on one occasion, an expert in the law stood up and to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? He replied, how do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this and you will live. And so this is where we get our love God and love people. As we want to inherit eternal life, as we figure out why we are saved, God calls us and Jesus reminds this teacher the two basic things. Love God with all your heart. And the other thing is, love your neighbor as yourself. The other thing is our call to make disciples. And this is found in Matthew 28, 19 to 20. Matthew 28, 19 says, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And so, as I mentioned before, as a community of God, this is not a new sermon. It's a reminder that we as his church are called to keep loving God, loving people, and make disciples. This is something that you don't need to ask God, God, do I need to love you? God, do I need to love this person? Or God, do I need to make disciples? This is something God has made really clear in his word. We as his church are called to do these three things. Okay? Next. Other than our call as a community, some of us, not all of us, some of us may have specific individual calling as well. And we see these examples in the Bible as well. Whether it's the story of Abraham, Samuel, Moses, or different characters of the Bible, whether in the Old Testament or New Testament, and if those of you who are still doing Bible study this Friday in your cell groups, you may want to pick one of these characters and study how did God call them as individuals and why did he call them. Now, these people were mostly called because God maybe had a specific task for them. Some may have had a more general calling, and you can again study some of those characters. But most of them had a specific task that God wanted them to do, not for themselves, most of the time for a nation or a bigger group of people. And some of them were only seasonal. Okay? And so that's what I want us to remind us this morning as well. All of us, whether we have, you know, whether we're following a general calling or whether we're trying to figure out a specific calling, our calling may change, and I'll speak a little bit more about this shortly. Now, how do we know our calling as individuals? It can take another whole sermon to talk about this, but I'm just going to briefly talk about these three areas. Number one is, following the call of God as individuals, we need to know the word of God and the voice of God. Now, while I mentioned that maybe God's call may be sometimes very ambiguous, but there are times where God's call, you will see certain things come up again and again and again, right? And you're like, is this what God is saying to me? Like on a ship, when somebody usually has conflict with someone, it is a very common story that this person will say, I wonder whether God is calling me to forgive this person because I see him in my cabin, I see him when I'm working, I'm seeing this person when I'm doing ministry, and there seems to be no way to avoid this person. Maybe God wants me to resolve this conflict. Okay, so sometimes it may seem very, very clear what God is calling us to do, even though it may feel a bit ambiguous, even though we're not sure sometimes that this is his voice. And so we as his people keep challenging ourselves to study his word, to know his voice, and so that when he calls us and when he tells us something and when he calls us to follow him, we are very clear that this is really the voice of God. And so knowing and studying the word of God is very important. Traditionally, there's also this thing called knowing your internal call. This is what theologians call it. I found it very fascinating as I was preparing for this sermon. Knowing your internal call. If you want to know your call, what God is calling you to do as an individual, you do need to know what your internal call is. And this is identified by knowing what your gifts are, what your talents are, and your abilities. Okay, so that's another way of knowing your calling. Knowing what your gifts are, your talents, and your abilities. Some of us, you can't be called to be a worship leader most of the time if you're tone deaf. It just doesn't necessarily work that way. Okay? And so if this is not your gift, perhaps God is not calling you to do this. Okay? Because he didn't give it to you. Unless he gives you maybe a miraculous overnight gift of being able to suddenly sing, and so on and so forth, which is not impossible, but I'm just saying that one way of knowing our calling is knowing our eternal call is knowing what God has already given us, our gifts, our talents, and abilities. The other way is also knowing the external call by checking with your community. That's why we keep on stressing as church leaders or as pastors that you really need to know and have a community, because your community of godly people who knows you well can help to say, I see that. Yes, I think God is calling you to do this because you seem to have this gift. I think God's calling you to be an engineer because you seem to have a very analytical mind and you can put things into structure and so on and so forth. And so it's not one or the other when it comes to this three. It's actually all three. And so if you want to know what God calls us as individual, we need to know the word and voice of God. We need to know our internal call. And we also need to know our external call. And this is all three aligned. Most likely you will hit what God is calling you to do specifically. And this doesn't work only for, calling for ministry or full-time. It can also work in the marketplace as well. Okay? As I come to almost the end of the sermon, and we talk about individual calling and community calling, I just want to remind us of this. People change over time. So we get married, we have children, we move to new locations, have new experiences, our interests change. And we can develop new gifts along the way and skills that we never knew we had. If that is the case, God may be also bringing new opportunities for new, either a new job or a new role. So this also means that we will need to steward our call. Okay, that means we need to kind of figure out, and so it's not a question that you only ask once in your life as a Christian. Okay, you may ask this over the years, God, what are you calling me to do? Okay, and Because I remember when I was, as I mentioned before, when I was a student, I was very sure God called me to study in Australia. And whilst there, actually what he did during my time was he confirmed that of my full-time calling. And in my even after I came back from depression, and still wrestled with depression and got healing, I started my role here in PJAFC as a ministry worker, and also God called me to study in seminary. And at that point, some of you who were here at that time may remember I was a worship ministry worker. And that was in my 20s. And in my 30s, God plucked me out of PJAFC, and he said, time for change. It's time to join the ship. And in my time on the ship, while I may still be leading worship, God started changing some of my gifts and my abilities and highlighting others. And he started calling me into leadership, something that I was very reluctant to do at times. And he also gave me other areas of interest, like cultures and understanding cultures and understanding how other cultures need to hear the word of God. And then now, as I hit my 40s, God called me back here for this season to serve as a pastor of PJEFC. And so over time, God may change your calling, and therefore there's a need for each and every one of us to steward our calling and to ask God, God, are you still calling me to do this? Or are you changing that? Are you calling me to someplace else? Or are you calling me to do something else? And that's something that we need to ask. So as I end this morning, we talk about keep calm and follow the call of God. I'm going to get the worship team to come up here. I want to still ask you, can you keep calm and still follow the call of God? Will you keep calm and follow the call of God this year in 2022? Even if it takes you out of the comfort zone, which, as we mentioned, is a theme of the church this year, not because the leaders just pluck something out of the air, but because we feel that God is calling us as a church to move out of our comfort zones. And one way to do that is to each one, reach one. And I know, again, some of you may be struggling with this each one, reach one. Now, I was joking with Pastor Alexa that I'll tell you this morning that if you don't feel God is calling you to do something very specific, then maybe you might want to consider that this is a call from God for you this year to each one of us, reach one. Now, again, I say, it may not mean you will succeed. We are not asking you to succeed necessarily, this call. But God is asking maybe all of us to still follow him, to try, to see where he will lead us as we listen to his call, to maybe each one reach one. Okay, so this is not my hidden agenda to tell you, you only eat each one, reach one. In fact, I also struggle with this, but I still feel that God is calling me to really consider this call to reach someone who needs to know the Lord, because that's why he saved me for, to save others as well. So this morning, I'm going to ask the worship team to close us, and I would ask us to just close our eyes and pray as we sing this song as well. And if you really feel God is still challenging you and calling you to follow him, I ask that you stand and you sing the song that I have decided to still follow Jesus.
You have been listening to a sermon from PJEFC. We hope that you have been blessed by the message. For more sermons, please go to www.pjefc.org/sermons. Love God, love people, and make disciples.